I will always be grateful for that experience and for what I've learned interviewing veterans about their experiences. For many of us who grieve over the wounds of war, we're missing an opportunity for healing that's right in front of us. Team RWB's motto, "It's Our Turn," is a call to action for all of us who want to do something to support vets. I'm working with them now, and I invite everyone to find a way to reach out. Dare greatly and take actions that communicate to veterans or military families that they are not alone. Actions that communicate, your struggle is my struggle. Your trauma is my trauma. Your healing is my healing. Trauma and daring greatly. We all struggle to understand why some people who have survived trauma, be it combat, domestic violence, sexual or physical abuse, or the quieter but equally devastating covert traumas of oppression, neglect, isolation, or living in extreme fear or stress, exhibit tremendous resilience and lead full, wholehearted lives, while others become defined by their trauma. They may become perpetrators themselves of the violence they suffered, they struggle with addiction, or they're unable to escape the feeling that they are victims in situations where they're not. After studying shame for 6 years, I knew that part of the answer was shame resilience. The people with the most resilience intentionally cultivated the four elements that we discussed in the earlier chapters. The other part of the answer felt elusive to me until I started my new research, interviewing people about wholeheartedness and vulnerability. Then it made perfect sense. If we're forced into seeing the world through the Viking or victim lens as a survival mechanism, then it can feel impossible or even deadly to let go of that worldview. How can we expect someone to give up a way of seeing and understanding the world that has physically, cognitively, or emotionally kept them alive? None of us is ever able to part with our survival strategies without significant support and the cultivation of replacement strategies. Putting down the Viking or victim shield often requires help from a professional, someone who understands trauma. Groups are also very helpful. The research participants who survived trauma and are living wholehearted lives spoke passionately about the need to acknowledge the problem, seek professional help and/or support, work through the accompanying shame and secrecy, and approach the reintegration of vulnerability as a daily practice rather than a checklist item. And while the importance of spirituality saturated all of the interviews with the wholehearted, it emerged as especially important with the participants who consider themselves not only trauma survivors, but also thrivers.